Dan Dukniak is feeling optimistic. He's in charge of Waukesha's water utility and has helped draft and revise its plan to divert Lake Michigan water. Dukniak calls the $200 million proposal a responsible investment.
Having no impact to the Great Lakes, having no environmental impacts associated with it, actually there being environmental benefits associated with it, the decision is clear. Lake Michigan is the only reasonable alternative for the city of Waukesha.
Dukniak adds Waukesha would clean the water it uses, then pump it back to the lake via the Root River. All along, the city has drawn water from wells and, after using and treating it, releases the water into the Fox River. It flows southwest and is a small piece of a massive basin that funnels water from a 13-state area down the Mississippi into the Gulf of Mexico.
We're looking at the Fox River as we're speaking right now, and a significant portion of that base flow comes from treated effluent from the City of Waukesha Wastewater Treatment Plant.
That's Jim Drought, the hydrologist a consortium of environmental groups hired to review Waukesha's plan. He believes agencies should more closely consider the impact the city's plan would have, not just on the Great Lakes Basin, but downstream along the Fox.
That water in the Fox River is used as a drinking water supply for communities downstream in southeast Wisconsin and northeastern Illinois.
Drought says if Waukesha transitions to the Root River as its return route for the water it uses, the Fox could drop significantly.
Particularly during the summer months and the winter months when we typically experience our lowest periods of base flow for streams. And there's also downstream wetlands and surface water features that are in communication with the Fox River. And some of those wetland communities and surface water features could be adversely affected as well.
One of those features is Vernon Marsh. The Fox River snakes through its 4,600 watery acres, touted for their wildlife habitat and the oasis they provide for waterfowl. Drought says scientists don't fully understand the complex hydrology of the wetlands and flowages.
The Vernon Marsh may be a system that feeds the Fox River and also at certain times of the year may be fed by the Fox River, and it really requires additional study to evaluate that.
Drought believes the DNR needs to dig deeper into what might be left behind as it considers perhaps the first diversion of water from the Great Lakes since 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces signed a compact in 2008 to protect the massive watershed. Tomorrow we visit the Root River and examine how its ecosystems might react to becoming the return path for Waukesha's used water. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.